Chapter 11. Pip Attends a Burial. One evening, a black-edged envelope was delivered to me at Herbert's rooms. The letter inside informed me that Mrs. J. Gargery had died the previous Monday, and that the burial would be next Monday at 3 p.m. This news came as a shock to me. It was the first time that someone close to me had died, and I could not imagine life without my sister, even if I had never loved her, or even thought about her recently. I arrived at the forge early on Monday afternoon. Joe was sitting in the front room, wrapped in a black cloak. "Dear Joe, how are you?" I asked. "Pip, dear old boy, you knew her when she was a fine woman." And he could say no more. Biddy, in her neat little black dress, was busy serving food. Old friends from the village were talking quietly among themselves, and I noticed the awful Pumblechook trying to catch my eye as he drank brandy and swallowed large pieces of cake. "May I, my dear sir? May I?" he asked, his mouth full, and shook my hand enthusiastically.